And now this is a dictation for Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Loper, L-O-P-E-R, May 2462. We are going to address as a letter to Dr. Abayomi, A, B as in boy, A, Y-O-M-I, for 632824. Dear Dr. Abayomi, follow-up for Mrs. Loper, chronic kidney disease associated to Sjogren's disease with problems of metabolic acidosis, probably renal tubular acidosis. Last visit in January. She follows with Dr. Laines, L-A-Y-N-E-S, for the Sjogren plus minus lupus. Unfortunately, she's still smoking, has a chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, no increase of dyspnea, not using any inhalers, has lost significant weight, but says to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies gross blood in the urine or infection, no gross claudication symptoms, gangrene or severe edema. Other review system done, which is negative. Medication list review, want to highlight the bicarbonate replacement on potassium. Beta blockers, no diuresis. Is my understanding she was given new medication for the lupus Sjogren, but was not able to tolerate. She's going to call me in the next few days with the name. Next paragraph, present weight 147, previously 160, blood pressure by nurse 148.58, COPD abnormality from smoking, but no consolidation, pleural effusion or severe wheezing, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no major edema. She's very friendly, alert, oriented, and free, normal speech, some degree of frailty and muscle wasting. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from July, creatinine 2.2, which is baseline for her, representing a GFR 24 stage 4. Sodium new low, we discussed about restricting free water. Chronically low potassium and metabolic acidosis on replacement and bicarbonate. She has chronic activity in the urine for 1 plus of blood and protein. She has chronic anemia around 12, as well as chronic low white blood cell, low neutrophils, normal lymphocytes, normal platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD stage 4 in relation to Sjogren's disease. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no indication for dialysis. She has renal tubular acidosis, continued potassium bicarbonate replacement. Unfortunately, still smoking. Chronic exposure to narcotics. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Minimal activity, blood protein in the urine. Anemia does not require EPO treatment. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Blood tests will be updated again in August. Chemistry is in a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed.